Today we are concluding our two-part series, Keeping Life Simple. Most of us, frankly, have lives that are more complicated than they need to be, not complicated by design, but because we lack the focus to keep them simple. Our lives naturally gravitate toward complexity. If we don't devote an intentional focus on keeping our lives simple, then they will, by default, become complicated. If your life is not complicated, it's because you work at keeping it simple. Simple doesn't occur by accident. Simple occurs on purpose. It's not a matter of whether your life is full or not. I'm not talking about a full life versus an empty life. Your life can be full without being complicated. Busy people can keep life simple, and they do. And people who do very little can actually have complicated lives. We shouldn't equate complicated with full, nor should we equate simple with meaningless. When I say simple life, I mean that we major on the majors, that we focus on what is really important, that we're not distracted by matters that really aren't very important, even in the short term, much less the long term, and certainly not in the light of eternity. Many people actually, in fact, are getting rather fed up with complicated lives, and they want their lives to be simpler, and they're taking steps to simplify them. You probably will recognize this sound.
That was easy.
Right? You've heard that before? Well, Staples wants to convince you that doing business with them will be easy and simple, so that when you leave their store or do any business with them, you think to yourself, that was easy, that was simple. In fact, I was just there yesterday, and it was easy and simple. Apple has built a financial empire on simplicity. They are now the most valuable company in the whole world, valued at $337 billion. People like Apple because they're intuitive and they're simple. The other night I was out and I needed to make a local phone call, but I didn't have my cell phone with me. Those of you who know me know that I don't usually carry my cell phone with me. Why is that? Because it annoys me, to be honest with you. But I see someone with an iPhone, so I ask if I can borrow their phone to make a local call, and they said sure. They looked really happy that I wanted to borrow their phone. Now, I'd never used an iPhone before, but it only took me about 3 seconds to figure out how to do it. It was so clear, and it was so simple to use. And when I gave it back to the owner, I said, this is so cool. I need to get myself one of these. But I was just humoring them. I have absolutely no desire to have an iPhone whatsoever, especially when there are 200 million people that have one that are happy to let me borrow theirs with no monthly fee. So, if simple is better, then why isn't everybody about the business of simplifying their life? Why isn't everybody keeping life simple? Well, last week we looked at three reasons, and some of them are not so easy to hear, but the first one is that, frankly, we're lazy. We're lazy. Because simple requires work. We usually opt for the easy path. That doesn't make us bad people. It just hinders our efforts at keeping life simple. Another reason our lives aren't simpler is that it takes time to have a simple life. Having a simple life requires an investment of time that most people are not prepared to make. For example, you probably have a filing cabinet at home. Most people do at some point in their lives. They have a filing cabinet, and you may have a filing system in connection with that filing cabinet, or maybe you have the more typical piling system. A piling system is actually quicker initially to use than a filing system. You have a document that you don't need right away, so you pile it. How long does it take to pile it? Not long, maybe 2-3 seconds, very quick. Then in about 6 months, to a year when you need the document that you piled, you search through your piling system. How long does it take to locate the document? 2 weeks? 3 weeks, if you find it at all. Some of you are looking like, have you been in my house? But let's say you have an actual filing system where you take the time up front to file this document in a way that will be easily and quickly retrieved. How long does it take to do that? Longer than with a piling system. But you recoup that time later because you can locate what you filed properly in about a minute or so. It's a simple system, but it requires more time up front. Simpler to use, saves time overall, but not everyone wants to invest the time up front. And the third reason is that complicated lives allow us to avoid what we would rather not face. Man was in his backyard chopping down a tree, a large tree, with an axe. Kind of a retro kind of a guy. But anyway, he's chopping down this tree with an axe, and it's just exhausting him. It's wearing him out, and it's taking forever to do this. Well, his neighbor sees him struggling, and he comes over and says, "Hey, buddy, you should sharpen that dull axe of yours. It'd be quicker and easier to cut down the tree." The man says, "I don't have time to stop and sharpen my axe. I got to cut this tree down. Can't you see?" The neighbor says, "Yeah, but if you took just a little time out to sharpen the axe, it would be so much faster and so much easier to cut down the tree." "Yeah, I know that. I know that, but I don't have time to stop. I have to cut the tree down." When our lives get complicated, we lose sight of the underlying issues. We're too busy living our complicated lives to stop and assess where we are, to sharpen our axe, to evaluate what we're doing, to simplify. And a lot of times it just becomes a vicious cycle. I said last week that there are three components of keeping life simple. We looked at the first one, which was determine what is really important. We spent a lot of time on that. Determine what is really important. For the believer, for the Christian, we already know what's most important, don't we? We already know the number one most important thing in life because Jesus told us what it was. It's seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. Seven simple words. And our highest priority is to seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. And we saw that seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness involves living our lives in obedience to, in conformity to, the Word of God. Finding out what God wants us to do and then doing it. Now that may sound simple. It should sound simple. It is simple. I didn't say it was easy. I never said simple was easy. Simple is not easy, but simple is better. One of the great thinkers of the last century was the Swiss theologian Karl Barth. He was brilliant, brilliant thinker, brilliant writer, wrote prolifically. He was once asked by one of his students what the most profound truth he ever discovered in his life was. And Barth paused for a second, and he said, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Pretty simple, and yet profound at the same time. So we looked at the first component of keeping life simple, determine what is really important. The second component is find a way to focus on what really matters. In other words, we establish what's important, then we must find a way to focus on that important thing or important things. You see, it's really important to know what is really important. We have to start there, or else we will squander our time doing what doesn't really matter. So we start by finding out, determining what's really important. But then we must focus on doing what's important. If we know what's important, yet have no means of focusing on it, then what good is it? James chapter 4, verse 17 says, "Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins." You see, there's a basic contradiction between knowing what matters and then not doing what matters. Jesus said to one of his disciples in John 13, "Now that you know these things, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." If you do them. The blessing comes through doing, not just in knowing. Jesus told a parable in Matthew 21. There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir," but he did not go. Which of the two did what the father wanted? "The first," they answered. You see, we must know what the father wants us to do. That's primary. That's critical. That comes first. Then on the heels of knowing is actually doing what the Father wants us to do. Now, there are many ways to focus on what's important, and I'm not going to try to outline them today. There are excellent resources out there, and I recommend them. I'd be happy even to sit down with you and come up with a plan myself, but you have to want to. You have to want to. If you don't want to, then you probably won't. I think one of the common reasons that we don't focus on what's important is that we tend to procrastinate. Proverbs 3:28 is the Bible's statement on procrastination. It says, "Do not say to your neighbor, 'Come back later, I'll give it to you tomorrow,' when you have it with you now." Don't do it later, do it now. Don't put it off unless you must put it off. Now, there are many things in our lives that are really important, and probably among Christians, there's a lot of agreement on these things, and probably if we took a list among ourselves of the important things in life, there wouldn't be a whole lot of difference between these lists. Our relationship with God is important, our family, our health, our personal growth, our relationships, our work, our financial management, our home. Once we identify what is important, we must focus on that thing or those things. We must give attention to what matters. We must concentrate on what matters most. We must give time to those things. They must be on our schedule. Simple will not work with neglect. But it's so easy. It's so easy to neglect what is really important, isn't it? Let me give you just one example. I read the other day that American television viewing is now at an all-time high, the highest it's ever been. Now, I did think, that because we have so many distractions now, you know, we've got cell phones, we've got personal computers, we've got Twitter, we've got Facebook, we have all of these distractions, I would have predicted that television viewing would actually be down and on the decline. But actually, it's just the opposite. It's higher than it's ever been. The average American now watches 158 hours and 47 minutes of television, not per year, but per month, which amounts to, get this, 48 full-time work weeks per year. And I rechecked my math. That's true. 48 full-time work weeks watching television. Now, if you multiply the typical number of adult years in life, someone who watches the average amount of television, not more than average, but the average amount of television, would have invested nearly 3,000 full-time work weeks watching television. Now, that number might be meaningless to you, so let me compare it. The average American works full-time their whole working career about 2,000 full-time work weeks. So 2,000 full-time work weeks their whole working career, 3,000 full-time work weeks watching television. Imagine what you could do with 3,000 full-time work weeks. Imagine how much you've squandered those weeks watching television. it's easy to see why the most important things are neglected by the average American. They don't have time for them. How could you possibly have time for much else? The most important things actually tend to lack our focus. They lack our attention. They lack our commitment that would allow them to function at an effective level. It shouldn't surprise us that our relationship with God, our health, our finances, our families, our personal growth, our relationships are less than they might be if we don't give them the focus that they require. Whoever devotes an inordinate amount of time to what doesn't matter really has a complicated life. And it starts with eliminating the distractions. Just get rid of them. They're not helping you. They're not helping you. The third component of keeping life simple is a personal assessment of how you're doing. A personal assessment of how you're doing. As we journey through life, we tend to accumulate things that don't really serve us. We don't really need these things. They just weigh us down, and they just distract us from what really matters. Now, some of these things we need. Some of these things we use. But some of the things are just like barnacles. They just kind of cling to us, and they don't really help at all. Some of these are time distractions. Ephesians 5:15 cautions us against wasting time. It says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity." It's basically saying a wise person uses their time wisely. A foolish person wastes their time. And with the opportunity to choose, which is a great, great gift, a great blessing to be able to choose how we spend our time. Many, many people in the world have no such choice, but we do. We can use our time almost any way we want to. But with the freedom and opportunity to choose comes the temptation to choose what's not important. Things that just distract us, in fact, from what really is important. And you may need to abandon some stuff. We tend to accumulate stuff. Have you noticed that? Let's just call it clutter, okay? That's what it is. It's for the most part, just clutter. Now, you're not going to believe this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You're just going to have to take it on faith. Did you realize that some people accumulate so much stuff that they actually have to rent a facility to store their stuff? I'm serious. You're laughing because you don't believe it, right? But it's true. People really, they pick up so much stuff that they can't even fit it in their house anymore. They have to rent a facility and pay money. I'm serious. Pay money to store this stuff in this some facility. There are 58,000 storage facilities in the world. 58,000. See if you can guess where 46,000 of them are. Not Somalia. Somebody said Saugerties. No. No. I don't know how many are in Saugerties, but it's got to be tough competition with Kingston. But the United States has 46,000 of the 58,000 storage facilities in the world. You know, only in America would we accumulate so much stuff that we don't have room for it, nor are we using it. And then we pay money every month to store the stuff away that we're not using. Are we nuts? Have we completely lost touch with reality? Reminds me of the parable that Jesus told in Luke 12. It's the story of a man who saw his biggest problem in life, where to store all of his stuff. Luke 16:18. Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns," his self-storage units, "and build bigger ones." He'll rent larger self-storage units. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. I'll store up the excess stuff that I've accumulated. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you prepared for yourself? And Jesus gives the moral of the parable at the end. He says, this is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God. Now, this is not an indictment on having things. It's not that, and we would misunderstand the parable if we concluded that's Jesus' point. It's an indictment on misplaced priorities. That's what he's talking about. On investing our lives in the things that matter less rather than in the things that matter most. Simplifying our lives will help us combat this tendency that nearly everyone has. So the third component of keeping life simple is doing a personal and honest assessment of where we are. And let me encourage you to ask yourself some very penetrating questions. Here they are. Have I lost sight of what's really important? Are my priorities out of kilter? Do I no longer have time for the things that matter most? What am I exchanging my time for? We're all exchanging our time for something. What is it? Is my spiritual life suffering? Am I devoting the time necessary to grow as a disciple? Or am I using the limited time that I have for the things that really don't matter? Are there things that I need to get rid of that will free up more time for what really matters? Are there things I should stop doing that are eating up precious hours and weeks, maybe even years? Should I watch less television? Should I watch no television? Should I put my television in the closet for a month and see if the world comes to an end? Should I rent a self-storage facility and keep my television in that? No, no, please don't do that. Again, there are excellent resources that are out there and available, but you must be convinced that you need to simplify. And only you can make that call for yourself. I have to make it for myself. You have to make it for yourself. Most people's lives, in fact, are too complicated. Now, I'm not saying that your life is too complicated. Please, I never said that your life is too complicated. I'm saying that most people's lives are too complicated. You may be an exception to that. I hope you are. But there are three components to keeping life simple. First, you must determine what's really important. Jesus told us the most important thing. He told us the main thing, and that is to seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. So once we nail down the very main thing, then the other main things will take their appropriate and proper place. Can't focus on everything. You'll need to choose just a few things. Nobody can choose more than just a few things. There just aren't enough hours to do it. Second, we must focus on the things that really matter. Not just determine what they are, we need to do that, but then to actually focus so we can do them. Jesus reminds us in John 13, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. And third, we must do an honest assessment of where we are. Our lives may have become too complicated. And if that's the case, then we need to be honest enough to say so. I think of what Solomon said in Proverbs 22. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. Now, the word simple in this context means fool. That's what it means throughout the book of Proverbs. It means fool. Now, those of you who have been in my office know that I have a lot of quotes up on the wall. And one of my quotes was by the very deep thinker and great philosopher known as John Wayne. And John Wayne said, life is tough, but it's tougher when you're stupid. You got to admit, there's a lot in that statement. A wise person takes stock. Wise person assesses where he is. A wise person does an honest appraisal, takes corrective measures. A wise person doesn't just keep going, as the proverb says. Some of you, in fact, live exemplary lives, lives that are full, godly, giving, spiritually strong, and yet you keep your life simple. You probably know who you are. I know who you are, and I commend you for doing that. Others' lives are too complicated, and they need to be simplified. Why? Just three basic reasons. Review them from last week. First of all, it will free up time for you to seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. That's a good thing. That's priority number one. And if you can free up time to do the number one thing, how good is that? The second thing it will do is it will free up time for you to be a more effective disciple. That's a huge calling in the life of a Christian, to grow as a disciple. And if you can free up time to do that better and more effectively, how good is that? And thirdly, it will free up time so that you can focus on the things that really matter and abandon the things that don't. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would help us to keep life simple, to realize that there are only so many hours, there are only so many years that have been allotted to us. You know even now how many they are, but we don't. We don't. So may we take that injunction from your word very seriously, to not live as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Help us where we can and need to simplify our lives and to keep life simple so that we can free up time to do what really matters. Help us to be honest in our personal assessment. Help us to not just gravitate toward complexity because it helps us avoid facing what we really need to face. But help us to be honest in our assessment and to not keep going even when the journey we are on has danger ahead. Teach us how to simplify, and then teach us on a daily basis how to keep our lives simple for your glory and your honor, and that we might fulfill our purpose. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.